Can you talk about right now the way you approach these patients in a non-protocol situation?
Well, we have our biases. There are places that would be biased towards chemoradiotherapy. I'm sure if you went to some of the very famous cancer centers, depending on whether you saw the radiation oncologist or the medical oncologist, you would hear about chemoradiotherapy or induction chemotherapy followed by chemoradiotherapy. There are no randomized trials that compare sequential therapy, which is induction plus chemoradiotherapy, or induction and chemo and radiation therapy to chemoradiotherapy robustly. There are a few that compared it with PF, but not in the modern TPF age. So the current generation of trials that are ongoing in Europe and the United States are comparisons of induction plus chemoradiotherapy to chemoradiotherapy alone. There are actually no trials comparing induction followed by radiation to chemoradiotherapy alone, because that question's been answered in a few trials that demonstrate equivalence between the two. Our next generation, which will go beyond this, will be to add the targeted agents. So we are currently doing phase 1-2 trials with TPF plus cetuximab and TPF plus panitumumab, both EGFR antibodies.
And what's the schedule that you're looking at?
Well, with cetuximab, we're looking at a weekly schedule with
TPF. And that's during the chemoradiation?
During the induction chemo and also during the chemoradiotherapy, we'll be looking at it there as well. With panitumumab, we're taking a slightly different track. We've added panitumumab to carboplatin in radiation in patients, and so we have a triple drug chemo-RT program. And that's for intermediate stage disease patients. That's our current trial, and there are others looking at similar regimens in Europe, PF plus or minus cetuximab. We're looking also with that at TPF plus panitumumab, so it's panitumumab, PTPF we call it. Those trials are just beginning, and we hope to have some answers about how to do them so that we can begin the next generation of phase 3 trials depending on what results we see from the current generation of phase 3 trials that are ongoing.
What do we know about panitumumab versus cetuximab in head and neck?
Nothing at the moment.
There's been a lot of debate about the issue of infusion reactions in colon cancer, panitumumab versus cetuximab, and the suggestion that maybe it's geographic. What do we know about this issue in head and neck?
Well, I don't think we've seen much in head and neck in terms of understanding that. Our experience with panitumumab in a very small number of patients in head and neck has been no transfusion or infusion reactions.
How about cetuximab?
I've had a few. I've had a few patients I've had to take off study. I haven't treated enough patients with panitumumab to get a sense of how bad the rash is. I've had a few patients who've had to come off treatment in the palliative setting with cetuximab for rash, and also one or two in the curative setting.